Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster, a journalist up here at Manx Radio, and welcome to this edition of the Manx Newscast. As a dispute over teachers' pay, workload and working practices rumbles on the Isle of Man, I've been speaking with the negotiating secretary of the NASUWT Teaching Union, which is preparing to undertake strike action at the end of the month. The plans were announced last week, and the Education Minister quizzed in the House of Keys this morning, said school closures because of it may be unavoidable. So what's it all about? Well, in this interview with the NASUWT's Geraldine O'Neill, I tried to cut through the noise and find out what it is the union wants and why it's come to this, why teachers feel this way. The union says it represents around 600 teachers and lecturers on the Isle of Man, so I started by asking if that number still holds true and how many of those members voted for strike.
Right. My answer to that is that you can find all of our numbers and statistics in the Government Registry Department. It is clearly there. It is around 600 members, but they are not all members that would be involved in this because some don't work for the Department of Education. We currently represent approximately about 70% of the workforce for the Department of Education. And anything else you require to know there, you can find in government records. As regards who's voted, that's all. So clearly already been delivered to the department, and they're well aware of that. What's most important here is that we are the largest teaching and lecturing union here, that we have balloted our members appropriately, that this is a legally balloted action, and it should be respected for that. And in fact, what I would like to say here to you is we have had very disturbing reports that some of our members have had perceived intimidation about these upcoming strikes. Dates, and that is totally against trade union legislation. No person should be in any situation of detriment because of being a union member, nor should they be asked that. And we'll be taking up those matters with the Department of Education as soon as possible.
Intimidation, in what regard? Are we talking at the school gates or from the department?
In relation to striking. We're talking about in the schools that they work in the strike. So what we really need to concentrate on here is why we are here and why we are here. And we need really to refute what has been said by the minister that the teachers are looking for a 30% increase all in one go. That I'm actually astonished and amazed at. What we are looking for as the department negotiators, and I would hope their minister is aware, is pay restoration to 2010 levels, to tackle the 30% pay erosion that we've had over that time. And we are looking for a realistic multi-year pay deal to do that. That's what we're looking for. And the department are well aware of that. This is to tackle recruitment and retention because the present deal represents, in real terms, a pay cut of at least 3% for our experienced teachers. And our experienced teachers make up 70% of the teaching workforce for the Isle of Man government, for the Department of Education. We are also requesting the full staffing and funding review that we've campaigned for and we're told was happening. Where is it? We haven't seen it. That would be public money. And if such a review is already being commissioned, just like the Beaman's report, then it should be there in the public domain for everybody to see, because that is public money. Us as taxpayers are paying for that. The reason we need such a review is we've had little or no capital investment in education, in buildings, school buildings over the last 10 to 12 years. You only need to go around and look at the state of some of our buildings, primary and secondary, that are actually remnants of the Victorian age. We also have a massive increased problem of violence in schools as well. There needs to be increased funding in special needs because there is no proper process of our strategy for discipline and behaviour policies across the island. This is an extremely worrying concern for our members.
Forgive me, apologies. I wanted to go back to what you were saying regarding the Education Minister saying that 30% figure. Just slightly confusing, because in the House of Keys this morning, she said communication between the union and the department seemed good. So where would she be getting that figure from?
Well, it's not a question of the figure. It's a question of the interpretation as to how it could be achieved. It is not a 30% increase in one go. It is a restoration of pay levels back to 2010 over a period of time. That's why I've used the term multi-year pay award to tackle erosion and also the cost of living crisis that we have. That's what the majority of our members want, because the majority of our members are in the group of teaching staff that will be most affected by this. It's great, and we totally agree with the increases for younger teachers coming to the Isle of Man. That's really great. But the vast majority of our teachers are those that are remaining here that will not see increases like that. And we want the pay increases to be across the board. That's what we want. The department is well aware of that. So when the minister says the communications have been good, most definitely they've been good from our side. But I would say, in general, the approach to negotiation is quite lacking, actually, from most government departments on the Isle of Man. And I've discussed this with other trade union colleagues. Just arriving at a meeting and giving an offer and then going away and getting a reaction is not negotiation. Negotiation is you sit down, you talk about the problems, you see where it can be financed, and you come to some kind of proactive, pragmatic deal for the future. That's what negotiation is about. That's not really what we've had. And that's what we need actually to have here. And we need not just us, we need this to be looked at in terms of a radical tax reform on the Isle of Man to stop taxing the lower and the middle all the time and see how we go forward as a society to finance essential services and education and health in particular. Otherwise, we will not attract a workforce here and we will not attract qualified teachers here to deliver it. Another very important point for parents and the public is, just a body in front of a group of people is not a teacher. We have a distinctive lack of specialist teachers now, a rising crisis at secondary level. Parents need to be aware of that, because then you are not going to have the teachers there who can actually teach your children and provide the curriculum for them to get the qualifications they'll need to be the workforce for the future. That is a very, very serious problem. And I'm not sure people are aware of that as they should be.
I don't want to dwell too much on communication between the union and the department. I think there are bigger issues to focus on. But in terms of what the department says about you going directly to the media before going straight to them regarding this planned strike action, is that right? And why did you do it that way?
We certainly did not. We gave the notices first to our members, as any democratic union would do, and then that information was passed to the department. It's also, I find it quite strange that they were surprised by this. We've made it very clear in all of the discussions that we've had what our agenda was here. And another very important point that you need actually to make sure you include in this interview is, according to Manx legislation, we only have to give 7 days notice of strike action. We've actually given a month's notice in order to facilitate further negotiations with the department and given plenty of time between the different strike dates for that to take place. So really, I don't know why they're going down that angle at all. It's not really helpful. We want this to be something that we sit down and we talk in a professional manner to resolve. That's what we want. That's what we've always done. And that is the record of the NASUWT on the Isle of Man.
Talking of the 30% figure then, you mentioned it is over years, a multi-pay award, but you must be conscious of the current climate. And how do you justify that? Is it getting harder to justify that?
No, it isn't. It's getting easier, because if we don't do that, then nobody's going to come here and work here. They can't afford to. When we have young teachers who are taking up second jobs, when we have our members needing the food bank, the benevolence fund of the trade union, the Salvation Army, that's your answer. if people are not coming into the profession and won't take up the jobs because they can't afford to live and work here, that's the crisis that we have. That's the issue that has to be addressed. And as I've said to you, the fundamental issue here is a whole radical reassessment of taxation on this island. Where are we going to get funds from in the future to fund essential services and to improve our society? That's what needs to be tackled here, and it needs to involve all stakeholders, not just us, all other stakeholders and trade unions, and sit down and have a proper conversation with those who need to look at this. And obviously, I'm talking about the politicians. We need to look at this as a society. We can't continue on this way. Otherwise, there's going to be no one here to deliver the education service that's vital to our society.
And it's not a popular choice, obviously, what you're going through. You have to battle your argument quite a lot. So how do you go about getting those heads together to begin with?
Well, I would say that I would expect there has already been. I know that the present Chief Minister commissioned, when he was Treasury Minister, I believe, I've been informed, that he commissioned a taxation review. Well, that discussion needs to widen now. And we're not lone voices in this now. There are many others who agree with this. In fact, when we had the interviews on Manx Radio at the last budget, there were several people who were economists, I believe, who also put forward these ideas. And I've heard it. I've been at political meetings with other political groups here on the island recently. I've been talking to our sister trade unions in Unite, etc. And we are all of one voice on this. This is the discussion that needs to take place. It's not a difficult discussion to have in a population the size of ours. It just means there has to be political will to have it. That's what we need.
And going back to the offer on the table then, obviously you've rejected it. That's why strike has come forward. But at least one other union has accepted the deal, the NEU. Why do you think that is?
Well, I can't speak for the NEU. The NEU can only speak for themselves. I'm here to speak for the NASUWT. It's not my within my remit to speak for any other union.
OK, well, regarding that figure then, the 30%, how did you come up with that? CPI or RPI?
It's 30% erosion of pay from 2010 till today. And that can be easily looked at by people who are unfortunately in the teaching staff on the Isle of Man since then, their salaries at that time and their salaries now. It's a very simple, it's not a difficult equation. It is very simple.
Just to go back to what the Education Minister was talking about this morning, she said she couldn't rule out school closures because of this strike action. Was that something you considered would happen going forward? Obviously, there's, like you say, 70% of the teachers on the island are members of the NASUWT. So I suppose it almost came as a given when you announced this strike. And obviously, that's not doing much favours for the children in school or who should be in school during that time.
We wouldn't have to fight this battle if there was sufficient funding in education, if our teachers were not in the position they are at the moment with decreasing ability to live and work here, and also with quite a considerable workload that still has to be addressed. That's the issue here. And if we weren't fighting for the better education for the future, for those who can provide the specialist education for the future, then who would fight that fight? Of course, it's an unfortunate consequence of a strike action. But nevertheless, sometimes you have to get people to the table so that they realise the importance of the issues. And that's where we've come to. No teacher, no professional would want to be in this position. You've seen right across the board in the UK, do we want to emulate the disaster that's happening over there? Let's do things differently on the Isle of Man. We are not the only essential service and group of people who are in this position. This is commonplace across all society at the moment.
We know this dispute between the department and the NASUWT has been rumbling on for quite some time, this specific dispute. But when was the last time the NASUWT actually accepted a deal from the Isle of Man's education department?
Unions, as such, don't accept deals. I know you've quoted the other. It's actually taking action against a deal or saying never a deal. A deal is, how do I explain this? Unless it addresses all of the issues, there's nothing that you can say completely addresses all the issues. You wouldn't speak out against it, or you wouldn't have action against it if it was a reasonable deal. And that's what we call negotiation. It's about consultation and discussion. That's what it's about. And we are in this position because there has been such a lack of investment in education, both in funding and staffing, over the last 10 to 12 years. We are the union that have led this, absolutely. And that's as it should be, because we represent the people who want to see this change for the future, for everybody's benefit. That's why we've had to take this action, and that's what our aim is in this action.
That was Geraldine O'Neill there from the NASUWT. Well, I've been Lewis Foster Gurumayu, and thank you for listening to this edition of the Manx Newscast.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio Newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.